Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting second. The center fielder, Carol Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquet. And now, play ball. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carol Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. Smith scores. Fox moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pagliarani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Landis throws the ball into Lawler, who tags Schilling trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Monbouquet goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. Jensen moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen scores. Pagliarani moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pagliarani scores. Malzone moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone moves to third. Two outs. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Baumann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumann is 0-for-1 in the game. Baumann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schilling strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schilling out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-2 in the game. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hardy moves to second. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-2 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Covington moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Covington moves to third. Sievers moves to second. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monbouquet bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schilling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button moves to third. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hardy strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Schilling moves to second. Turk Lown now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Covington takes first base on ball 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Covington moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schilling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Lawler and he is out, Fox applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson pinch hits for Turk Lown. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye F. Rom Fenway Park in Boston.